Americans are leaders, Tench countered, because we set lofty goals and stick to them through the tough times.
That national pride speech doesn't work on me, Marge. NASA has overspent its allowance 3 times in the past 2 years and crawled back to the president with its tail between its legs and asked for more money to fix its mistakes. Is that national pride? If you want to talk about national pride, talk about strong schools. Talk about universal health care. Talk about smart kids growing up in a country of opportunity. That's national pride.
Tench glared. May I ask you a direct question, Senator?
Sexton did not respond. He simply waited. The woman's words came out deliberately, with a sudden infusion of grit.
Senator, if I told you that we could not explore space for less than NASA is currently spending, would you act to abolish the space agency altogether?
The question felt like a boulder landing in Sexton's lap. Maybe Tench wasn't so stupid after all. She had just blindsided Sexton with a fence buster, a carefully crafted yes-no question designed to force a fence-straddling opponent to choose clear sides and clarify his position once and for all. Instinctively, Sexton tried sidestepping.
I have no doubt that with proper management, NASA can explore space for a lot less than we are currently...
Senator Sexton, answer the question. Exploring space is a dangerous and costly business. It's much like building a passenger jet. We should either do it right or not at all. The risks are too great. My question remains. If you become president and you are faced with the decision to continue NASA funding at its current level or entirely scrap the U.S. space program, which would you choose?
Shit. Sexton glanced up at Gabrielle through the glass. Her expression echoed what Sexton already knew. You're committed. Be direct. No waffling. Sexton held his chin high.
Yes. I would transfer NASA's current budget directly into our school systems, if faced with that decision. I would vote for our children over space.